Fewer HVAC companies are truly family-owned these days, but Care still is. This is Dennis Sullivan, president of Care Heating and Cooling. Today, more and more companies are backed by venture capital firms, where profit goals often drive a sales-first culture. At Care, we operate with family values. That means honest recommendations, fair pricing, and technicians who are paid to fix your furnace, not sell you a new one. So for honest, fair service, call Care Heating and Cooling at 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company you can trust.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
More than 1 in 10 of our households can't afford to warm their homes in winter, or a bigger problem going into the next couple of months, pay their energy bills. That's according to a new research from the Economic and Social Research Institute. Dr. Miguel Tovar-Reynos is a senior research officer with the ESRI. Good morning, Miguel.
Thank you. Good morning. Thank you for the invitation.
Tell us a little bit about what you found. Energy poverty has always been a thing, but it has become an increasing thing as the cost of everything's gone up.
Yeah, it's a constant concern there. However, since the financial crisis, we see an improvement on the metrics. The report basically highlights that there are different ways that people are experiencing energy poverty. So using a metric like we are actually at the moment, we are using the 10% metric, which measure very high energy expenditure for households. However, that's missing some part of the population, which probably don't have the money even to spend a decent amount of energy. So they are missed out from these metrics. So we propose a different way to analyze the different ways people are experiencing energy poverty.
So what are you doing to measure and what have you found?
So we use we are proposing a system that comprises expenditure-based metrics, but also self-reported metrics. And using this approach, we find that there are some people, for example, households headed by females that are that need more protections, for example, covered with fuel allowance, for example. We have people that there is a social profile of people that are likely to fall into energy poverty that has, for example, employment that rely, for example, in disability benefits. So we portray a picture of the population that could be in danger and need more protection.
And does this go to the core of what we do wrong in this country, that when we talk about energy poverty and we see these crunch moments, that everybody gets the same kind of benefit through a tax break or through a payment or whatever? It sounds like we need to target the vulnerable a lot more carefully.
The report portrays that picture that there are some opportunities that needs to be considered to improve the system, and this is part of the Energy Poverty Action Plan. This research, and it's trying to provide this enlightenment for decision making. So it's interesting in that sense that it's the first report that goes in the deep detail on the metrics and the portray, not only in Ireland but also in Europe.
Yeah, we got the universal electricity credits. You referenced it in the report. In 2024, the state paid out somewhere about 550 million. But you, when you drilled into it, you could have saved quite a lot on that. So how could it have been done differently?
So some of the ways that we find is that the welfare system could embrace these people, could increase the protection as well through the welfare system. So that's one way that could be done. And also taking this profile into consideration, which are the more people that are more likely to experience energy poverty. So those elements will improve a lot the targeting.
We'll talk a lot, I suppose, about how this could be done and who should be targeted. But at the end of the day, Miguel, these are people who are at home in the winter, who are cold, and maybe in the summer, who are, you know, not using electricity because they're afraid that their bill is going to get too high. As we are in this roller coaster of energy pricing at the moment, this is something we need to take more seriously in the next couple of months, isn't it?
Yeah, we would like that this monetary approach is implemented as we are describing in the report. So that will give us the strength to follow how energy poverty is behaving through the time and seeing the effect of the different policies that are implemented. So we'll have a tracking system in the long run and in the short run as well.
Okay, we'll leave it there for now. Dr. Miguel Tovar-Reynos, thank you very much for joining us on that ESRI report.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR. Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.